This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park foodie, enthusiast, travel expert, and one of the Three Stooges.
You are? And which one would that be?
I don't know.
Larry, Moe, Curly, Larry. Therefore, I know. Hey, it's Al John. It's Al John. And I'm a lover of Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, theme parks, pop culturist, producer of this podcast, Hailing Frequencies Open.
And I'm Kat. Experiential producer, film historian, Herald of Galactus. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. Today, we're going to talk about some menu updates and some news, and then I'm going to talk incessantly about someone else's kid. So let's dive right in.
Oh my gosh.
Kristen, you're going to hack up a lung there. Okay.
So food news, start there.
Sure.
Yeah.
All kinds of little food things. Okay. Do so it. I've got two to mention.
She got two things, y'all.
Two things.
Tell us about it.
Has to do with Wine Bar George.
And my favorite.
You are headed over to the basket. You can now pick up their new Millionaire's Shortbread. It is filled with dark chocolate, caramel, and buttery shortbread.
I love shortbread.
Delicious.
I love it, love it, love it. This is over there at Wine Bar George in Disney Springs.
Whoa. That is correct. Yes.
So get your little Wine Bar George wine traveler, whatever it's called. What do they call those things? Corksicle.
Corksicle
with the frozen wine. That's good. That's good.
My second story has to do with Planet Hollywood. Mm. And they have new spring offerings. You can get a entree salad is a apple, walnut, and gorgonzola salad. Mm. Chris Granny Smith, apple chunks, spice walnuts, gorgonzola, tomatoes, and dried cranberries, and topped with their signature Italian dressing. Of course, you can add protein for an additional charge.
That's my style right there, baby.
They have new side dishes. One is the lobster mac and cheese, creamy, rich five cheese sauce infused with lobster, topped with black pepper and a sprig of parsley.
Would you want to go back and eat there at some point and try it? Because we haven't been there since it opened.
Since it reopened, you mean?
Yes, exactly. Since it reopened, rather.
Yes, we have. We went once. But it's been a while. It was like right after they reopened.
Oh, yeah.
Because we did those giant...
We did the giant mugs
milkshake of things. Milkshakes, yeah. So they have the spring seasonal vegetable medley. It consists of zucchini, yellow squash, cauliflower, broccoli, and baby carrots with herb butter and Italian seasoning. This is a very colorful dish. You can get this as an upgrade for free as a substitution with grilled specialty items only. And for dessert, they have a lemon meringue pie, homemade lemon meringue on a graham cracker crust. It's been topped with whipped cream, dollops of toasted meringue, and a lemon wheel, as well as a creamy, dreamy creamsicle milkshake. Creamsicle ice cream topped with homemade whipped cream, sprinkles with orange rock candies and an orange flavored water, and creamsicle flavored licorice bites and orange slice candies. Mm. Wow.
That sounds amazing.
So these are current limited time offerings and will be available through April 30th.
I hope that those new menu items, and they sound amazing, I hope they have a little bit more of a savory thing going on, you know, I mean, other than the desserts, of course, because I've always found, well, in the last time that we went, it was good, but not great.
It's because we did Guy Fieri's, right? Wasn't it Guy Fieri's stuff mm-hmm. that was on the menu?
It was his menu, yeah.
Yeah.
At the time. Okay, so you're telling me that right? his stuff is good and not great. He's supposed to be the mayor of Flavortown, folks.
I don't know. I just remember not being impressed with my burger, being like,
well, that's
really?
True.
This is from Mr. Flavortown himself?
Yeah, I was not impressed at the time, but no. It's been years, so I mean,
It's time for a revisit.
Yes.
Our milkshakes were good, though.
Oh, yeah, the milkshakes were great.
And our company was even better.
That's true. That's true. Okay.
Okay, that's all for my food news. Kat, on to you.
We're throwing it to you.
Okay, great. A restaurant that none of us have eaten at or enjoyed, Mama Melrose, has updated their menu. They've added the following items. Fried mozzarella sticks, burrata salad, tomato bruschetta, house garlic bread, marinated olives, mushroom artichoke and cheese dip. Those are the new appetizers. They've also added some entrees. Fettuccine Alfredo with shrimp, prosciutto and honey pizza,
ooh,
mushroom and goat cheese pizza.
Oh, yeah. That's me.
Mm-hmm. A new-ish margarita pizza, a braised pork ossobuco with polenta, rigatoni bolognese, and a chef's selection of fresh fish, which at time of publishing was grouper. Also three desserts, goat cheese mousse tart, pasticotti cream tart, and a flourless chocolate cake. So they've updated their menu. I hope it's better. It sounds like it's still just okay.
I tried the mushroom and goat cheese pizza, and for an appetizer, anybody who knows me knows I'm going for the burrata salad.
Sure.
Lately, every day for lunch, it's either burrata or just fresh mozzarella with tomatoes and some cracked black pepper, some sea salt, and flavored balsamic vinegar. So the people who come to my house for my children's therapies are like, do you just eat so healthy? I'm like, I wish I always ate this healthy. It's just my lunch is always healthy.
Well, good to me.
It is funny, though. We talk about new menu items over there at Planet Hollywood, which is, you know, the last time we gave it a chance, it was very kind of, you know, middle of the road. And like Mama Melrose, the last time we ate there, last few times we've eaten there, it's kind of been like, you know, it's fair to Midland.
I don't even remember.
It's like Tony's
Town Square, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Tony's is worse, though.
I mean, those two places are not for me, just generally, because I
And you
don't eat
don't well, you
pasta
know Italian
or
food too.
pizza,
It's like,
and I don't eat Italian out usually. But yeah, the pictures are a little sad. I feel bad saying it, but I'm not that bad.
Now, I mean, go back to the episode of Dining at Disney where we talk best thing I ever ate Italian.
Yes.
And then
Or
understand.
even favorites at Hollywood Studios.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah. There's
definitely.
other things.
That's a great thing about going through our archive. It's, understand. It's nice that we can reference our old episodes.
We do need to go and look and see what we've done and what ones we could do new.
Update.
Yeah, maybe we should do a trip together. Think it's time. Whenever Kat's ready to go down next, we'll maybe plan a trip around that and
It'll be
harass her.
next March for sure.
Oh, next March?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I could do that. Anyway.
Lots of time to plan.
Yes. Well, Gary, oh, I'm sorry. Go
Wait,
ahead, Kat.
no, go ahead.
Oh, no, are you done with your section?
Well, I was gonna say, do we want to talk about the ships?
Yes, we can talk about the ships before going into the next section.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
So the next Disney cruise line has revealed their name and theme.
I feel like we need a drum roll, please.
Yay! The Disney Destiny.
Ooh.
Its theme will be the first of its kind, heroes and villains.
Ah, that's exciting.
Yes, it sounds like it's going to be really cool. Onboard guests will encounter heroes and villains alike, including those from The Lion King, Hercules, and 101 Dalmatians, with spaces, experiences, and entertainment throughout their voyage. Minnie Mouse embodies the spirit of Disney Destiny on its brand new filigree artwork for the bow of the ship. She's so beautiful.
Yes, Captain Minnie.
And they have laid the keel in Germany. So it's scheduled for delivery in 2025 as part of a multi-year expansion of the Disney Cruise Line. And we'll have home port. Wait. In Singapore? That doesn't make sense. Is that right? Disney Cruise Line? Oh, no, that's the Disney Adventure. Never mind.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. That's
So,
exciting, gang.
yeah.
That's really exciting. I like the theme, the heroes and the villains, and that's and of course the destiny. This really reminds me of like a Kingdom Hearts cruise. Like it could very well be,
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts. I know a lot of people are not video game people, but Kingdom Hearts has been around for a long time, and it's just really.
Even I've played Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, I mean, it's
Not
just.
for very long. And I mean,
She
if,
played
as
it
far
on.
as like minutes
Yeah,
wise,
she played it on the Nintendo.
I think for like 10 minutes, and I was like, ah,
It's
I'm
great. Like,
done.
I mean, I played it on the PlayStation and all that. And the Nintendo Color, what was it back in the
Look,
day?
there is a reason that I play games like the Disney Emoji Blitz.
She's
There
still
is
on
a
it. How
reason.
many levels now, Kristen? How many
I'm
levels?
nowhere near where Kat is.
Cat's like in level 80,000, right?
It's like almost 800, something like that.
I knew it was somewhere around 800, right?
It's huge. I have no life.
I think mine's
Guys are
two
insane.
hundred. Mine's 200 and something. Let's see.
Well, gang, while they're looking up their levels on Disney Emoji Blitz, which is they've been playing since like it released in D23, like
No,
20 years ago.
that's true.
It took me a year before I started playing, and it was all because of Tony. He sent me one of those little emojis from it, and I was like,
Where'd you get that?
Exactly. Where'd you get that? That's cool. And he told me, and I was like, oh, I need to get on this game then. Like, seriously, I can get some Disney emojis? Like, I want that. Yeah. So that's how I got started on
There
that.
you go. There you go. Cool. Hey, gang, while they're doing a Disney Emoji Blitz game stuff, I mean, I don't know. Let's talk about all the deals that you can partake in when you contact Kristen to book your next Disney vacation. Yes, it is that time. And Kristen and I are planning our next family trip. It's going to be amazing, and I can't wait for you to do the same. Contact Kristen at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com to learn more about these great deals. And what do we have lined up for our listeners this week, Kristen?
We have where they can save up to 30% on select rooms at Disney Resort hotels when they stay 5 consecutive nights or longer. And you can stay shorter, but you will only save up to 25%. This offer is valid most nights now through July 7th, which is very nice. Definitely, if you are looking at staying at a deluxe resort, that's definitely where you're going to get your biggest bang for your buck, because you're going to get, you know, that 30% off at those resorts. So,
well, yeah, that's awesome. That's pretty significant, 30% off. But that's not the only thing. You can also save on the latest deals with Universal, all the major cruise lines. Everybody's looking to book ahead and take advantage of some of these great itineraries and new itineraries.
Universal right now has 4 days for the price of 2.
Wow, that's insane. I'm looking forward to spending some time at the Universal Resort over the next 12 months. It's going to be great. Yes.
I want to go to Volcano Bay because we have not done that.
Well, I tell you, my friend's going to be contacting you because they're looking at going into Europe. I know that my dad is looking at doing some cruising. That's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to spend more time having fun and spending money because they contacted Kristen and they're saving a bunch. Once again, what is your email, Kristen, so that you can get these people started down the road to saving money and having fun?
Themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
That's amazing. All right.
Okay, so I am low in the 200s at 218 level.
I didn't actually look.
I'm like Kat, who's at like near 800.
Hold on, let me tell you what level I'm at so you can shame me.
I know it was 700 and something last time we talked.
Oh, it's way more than that now, I'm sure.
Oh, my goodness.
I was in the airport for like 2 full days. 782.
That's close.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble now.
I feel very sad about my 2 level.
I feel very sad about my lack of life.
Gang, over the past like 2 months, my phone is slowly like losing charge. So like literally just in like a couple hours, my battery is getting depleted. So I don't know what's going on. I hope I don't have to get a new phone, gang. My phone is
going. Does iPhone have an iPhone or a
iPhone?
It's an iPhone 12 Max.
If it's dying battery, just take it to the store. If they can't replace the battery, they'll give you a new phone for free.
Oh, okay.
Sounds really
good. Yes.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, because I used to kill batteries all the time.
It's
all the time.
Getting worse and worse with the battery thing. But anyway, enough about the iPhone. Yeah, I mean, we are overdue for an upgrade, but I'm not. No, I'm okay with the iPhone 12 Max right now. Just, you know, leave me alone, Apple. I'll upgrade when I want.
Yeah.
Want to upgrade right now. Kat went on the adventure, and I heard it was amazing, but would you like to do
it? It was wild.
Yeah, would you like to do a trip report for our fine listeners?
Yeah.
What you were up to and what kind of food you had?
Yeah. So I was in Orlando for just over 8 days. Partially with my parents and then the rest of it with the rest of my family, my brother, sister-in-law, and the wee babe, who I'm obsessed with, in case you haven't noticed.
She loves being an aunt, y'all.
I do. And I'm going to be an auntie again.
Yeah.
In September.
Yeah.
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 But when I was there with mom and dad, just the three of us, we did a lot of eating and it was great. We started out our trip with something new. We went to eat by Manit.
Ooh.
And nice. Oh, they are now part of the Disney Dining Plan.
Oh, great.
Yes, they were just added.
It was very good.
Oh, good.
They were really helpful. I eat quite a bit of Indian food, just in general. They were very informative to the people around us who did not obviously eat a lot of Indian food and had no idea what the things were on the menu. There's not a lot of gluten-free options because it is a quick service and it does focus on like non-pizzas and things like that, which is not something I can have, obviously. But we did have their chicken tandoori chicken poutine.
Whoa.
Which was very good. It was chaat masala fries with tandoori chicken, white cheddar curds, and tomato butter sauce.
Okay.
And it was a very, very large portion. And it was delicious. It was very savory. We also tried a bunch of their sauces because I love a sauce. So we tried the mint chutney and the tamarind chutney. Both were absolutely delicious. I would highly recommend it. If you're in for a quick bite or you're feeling adventurous or you love Indian food, everything was good that we had. So...
Well, we great. We liked Minnie Chuhan's restaurant when she had Chuhan's here in Nashville.
Yeah.
And does she still have a restaurant here?
I don't think so.
That's a shame.
I don't think so. But, you know, I can't wait to go down there and eat at Minnie's.
It wasn't the best location, though.
It was not the best location, no. But it's hard to get any good locations now in Nashville because they're all taken.
This place is growing a ridiculous rate. It's awful. People.
That's why we moved.
Stop coming here.
That's why we moved out to the farm, but not so far away that we didn't have decent internet.
There you go.
So you know.
That's what's up.
All right. So anyway,
we're in a suburb. Like to us city folk, it seems like we're in the country, but we're not.
I wish we were.
I said that to a friend, and they were like, oh, no, you're not. Like, let me show you the country.
Yeah.
No, it's we're still in Tennessee, y'all, okay? So, all right, Kat, sorry.
You're good.
We're derailing your trip report, sorry.
No. What was I going to say? While we were there, and I think at least once a month through the summer, Manit Chuhan is going to be there doing meet and greet and eat with Manit, which is a lot of rhyming.
Ooh.
It's $195 a person, which is a big price ticket, but it's a family style meal where Manit is the host and talks you through all the things to eat. And I think does like a signing of her cookbook or something afterwards. So if you're there, you're into eat or you're into Manit or you have money to spend, I would love to have done it, but not in our schedule.
Mm.
That would but yes, it was delicious.
Nice.
Then we went to my favorite location, Swirls on the Water. And Swirls on the Water seasonal flavors right now are completely banana balls, literally. We do the sampler, which comes with, of course, classic Dole pineapple with vanilla soft serve swirl. For St. Patrick's Day, they were doing a pistachio soft serve with chocolate soft serve swirl. And then the true standout MVP of the whole trip, banana soft serve swirled with toasted marshmallow soft serve with caramel sauce on top.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, it sounds good.
It was incredible. Like, all three were delicious, but it was so good.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
The last two, I'm like, oh, I wish.
Yeah, it was so delicious.
No, I love
audio medium. But I'm going to show you a picture. So if you're watching it, you can see what
I'm doing. Oh, those look really good.
They were delicious.
A nice sampler right there. That's good.
Yes. And then we also did the St. Patrick's Day like cone thing because my mom wanted the cone.
That looks good too.
With the pistachio chocolate. Yeah.
That's
So
amazing.
it was delightful. Swirls on the Water. Always a big fan of Swirls on the Water.
100%.
Top 10. Another new thing that we tried was Shikisai Sushi Izakaya at Epcot.
Right.
And
And it was better than Tokyo Dining. I'm going to be fully transparent with you. I did not plan that day well. We got up, we went to Epcot, we walked around, and at 11 o'clock, we all decided we wanted nachos in the Mexico Pavilion. Having nachos at 11 o'clock with a 1 o'clock sushi reservation was a terrible idea.
Yeah.
It
was not good. And then to get from Mexico to Japan, you have to walk through America. And I couldn't walk through America without getting pickles. So by the time I walked into the restaurant in Japan, I was like, what am I doing here? I really don't think I need to eat anymore. And then we had sushi. So it was a thing.
Oops. Wow.
But yeah. But since it was a new sushi place, I am a very harsh critic of sushi places. And usually if I try a sushi place for the first time, especially if I'm with my parents, I order the basics. So we got a real crab California roll and a spicy tuna roll.
That's right.
And they were both very good. The spicy tuna roll, this tuna was like silky. It was like freshly chopped.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. That's good.
It was very good. The California roll was good. The rice quality was really nice. We also had a spicy garlic edamame that was good. And
Ooh.
then we ordered the skewers, the Kuribata skewers. And the sauce was not gluten free. So it was very dry. I think if you had the sauce on it, it would have been great. But because we couldn't have the sauce, it was very much like, here's a piece of steak on a stick. Enjoy.
No,
Which wasn't great.
yeah, you have to have the sauce. They didn't even have like gluten-free soy sauce or anything.
They had gluten-free soy sauce, but like at that point it was like, am I gonna just put more salt on this already salty thing? Probably shouldn't do it.
You're probably. Just trying to think of like other things you could maybe douse on
Yeah,
it.
exactly. I know. I was like, do I want spicy mayo? Because like this is not good.
No.
But it was fine. It was definitely an improvement on Tokyo Dining. The new atmosphere is beautiful. The service is impeccable as always. And it's gonna have a like a seasonally changing menu over there. So I would love to see what they
Oh,
do in the next seasons.
very nice.
I like that. I like changing menus.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I love a seasonal menu. Okay, let's get to the good stuff. So then my nephew arrived. My nephew is 9 months old. He's a man of leisure. He also will eat literally anything that's put in front of him,
Good.
including sardines.
Oh.
So
Makes
we
one of
started
us.
the yes, he's a little weird kiddo. We started the trip with Tusker House character breakfast. The meal was just okay. It wasn't great. They didn't have a lot of options. For me and my dad, allergy wise, my mother was not as impressed with it. My brother and sister-in-law were like, whatever. The character experience, however, with my chubby-cheeked 9-month-old nephew, who is the star of every show, even ones he's not in, was incredible.
Yes.
He is a little ham, and he was just yucking it up with all the characters. He was so excited. Where is it?
You know, we need to come up with a name for him now.
See Donald. Oh my
Oh.
gosh.
He's a
Chubby
happy boy.
boy.
He's a happy boy.
The characters were coming back like two or three times just to see him. which I thought was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, overall the meal was just, it was fine. It wasn't.
Oh, that's great. That's a bummer. I liked it with doing the family style there for a while.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, they used to have like so much stuff and so many options, and it just felt like they had gotten rid of like you know how we went to Boma, and Boma had all those like really unique things to try, and like none of that.
Yeah, and you would have expected they would have some of that.
Yeah.
Because they share the same, almost the same menu and the same chef, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they did. I don't know what. It seems like the switch from being buffet to family style, and the family style was fantastic. We enjoyed the food.
Oh, we enjoyed it.
We're like, quite impressed. Like,
I'd go back if it was still like
if
that.
It was exactly. And then going back to the buffet, it seems like they just went,
That's how it felt. That's how it felt.
Just kind of half do it.
Yeah, I mean, we were there specifically for the show, for the nephew show, but yeah, I was expecting a little bit more.
Well, maybe
the price.
Well, it's a good thing then the characters came back three times, so you had a lot of jobs with them, because it made it worth your while, even though the food was mediocre, maybe. So
exactly.
The character interactions made up for it.
Then we went to Hollywood Studios the next day, and I turned my brother into a guinea pig.
Oh, yes. You said you would.
Yes.
Yes. So I made my brother try the savory churros.
Oh, yes. This was us. Go back a couple of weeks and check out the episode about this.
So they've added this little snack stand in between Muppets Grand Avenue and Tatooine Traders. And one of the things on the menu there are these savory churros.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a churro still with cinnamon and sugar on it, that is then covered in spicy aioli and topped with bacon bits and green onions.
So strange.
So that answers our question, that it still had the cinnamon and sugar.
Yes.
I'm sorry, that sounds disgusting then.
It was so weird. They ate the whole serving. They were like, it's not good, and I was like, okay, throw it out. And they were like, no, wait, let me try it again. And then
it may get better, yeah. Like once your palate is like adjust from the shock of
your mind wins over your heart, because your heart is going, no, I'm not digging it, but your mind is going, I paid for this.
Right.
So I'm gonna see it to the ending.
It was so silly. It was.
I know, like with the pickled,
like the pickled milk.
Oh my God.
I was gonna drink it, and it was so bad.
Did you recommend
and
that?
I kept
talking about that.
You thought you love the pickled milkshake, right?
No,
I didn't get to have it. I want.
We tried it.
Yeah. Because I was like, someone needs to drink the pickled milkshake.
Yes, because first of all, both of you love pickles, but the pickled milkshake was like. So Kristen took one for you, Kat, because it was, and I drank it too. I tasted it. I'm like, well, I'm going to try it. Might as well. Yeah.
There.
No bueno.
No, I think the pickle slushy that Sonic had was definitely better.
I make those here. That's this was my parents.
Weird. It was a weird thing.
Well, okay. So was there anything else that your brother guinea pigged? For you?
That was the main thing that I was like, you have to eat this and then tell me about it, because I can't eat it.
Sure.
The other thing that I made them eat that I can't eat was at our second character breakfast, was at the Crystal Palace.
Okay.
It was very good. Winnie the Pooh and all his little friends, again, were obsessed with my nephew and came back 3-4 times to see him.
Wonderful.
So that was already really wonderful. And then they had a lot more selection for allergies, which is great. And I made everyone at the table eat them, because I couldn't. They had churro Mickey waffles.
Whoa.
So Mickey waffle dipped in cinnamon and sugar. Exactly what it says on the tin. They looked incredible. Everyone was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Uh-huh.
That gives me an idea of what to make for my next round of Mickey waffle making.
There you go. they were like crispy, crunchy, covered in everything. And I was like so jealous they didn't have gluten-free version of it, but it looked delicious.
I like that idea. I'm inspired now.
And then we went to, well, we did some things. We rode like three rides in between all of this eating, just so not everyone yeah. thinks I like went there to eat and nothing else, even though I did.
That's what we do. We go
yeah.
there.
Yeah. We went to Anti-Gravity's Galactic Goodies in Tomorrowland and tried the salted caramel soft serve.
Okay.
Ooh, and?
Which was very good. Awesome. We had it plain and we had it swirled in a coffee float.
Ooh.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Nicely done.
Whole thing, it was just really, really good. It had like a butterscotchy, like buttery texture and flavor to it. It was really delicious.
That sounds amazing already. Yeah.
It was also my nephew's first time eating ice cream.
Oh.
So he was very happy.
Okay. Did he do a brain freeze at all?
Oh no, he was like, he like took a little bit and was like, oh wait a minute. And then every time my sister-in-law went to spoon some for herself and didn't put it in his mouth, he got so upset.
Yeah.
He was like, are you joking? That's mine. What are you doing?
Yeah, get your own.
Get your own, mom.
Far too early for me. The first time that they tried it. They get that look like they're thinking about it. And then they're like,
I really
it's like amazing it. Kind of look.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. The first time our kids had ice cream, it was amazing. It was
you know, magical. To this day, anytime Jack Jack tries something new, he will still pause and he has a very serious look on his face, like he's thinking about it. What do I
processing,
think?
Processing.
And then all of a sudden, if he likes it, he's like, it's so good.
More, give me more.
More.
Yeah, he'll look at you.
And he gets so happy about it. Yeah, it's look at the you, cutest thing.
He'll look at you and go,
they're so cute.
I like it.
Yeah, exactly. I like it.
Me yes. like.
Yes. Well, we will have to take a video of him trying something.
Little cookie mark. Yes, boy.
Definitely. So, it's so cute.
That is cute. I love kids like that. Awesome.
Let's see. What else did we do? I didn't do a lot of flower and garden eats this year. There were not a ton of choices, but we did try the seasonal fruit cocktail and Dole Whip with chamoy and tahine.
Yes.
I remember you saying you wanted to try that.
It was really good. It was like a mix of peaches, pineapple, mango, and watermelon. And then it was mango soft serve, mango Dole Whip. So it was like really good. It was a hot day, so it was really nice.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oof.
Then we had dinner at Narcosis.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
and.
Which again was the nephew show. Everyone was obsessed with him. And it was delicious. I had a pasta. They had gluten-free penne.
Whoa.
Which was delicious. It was, I'm looking at the Gulf shrimp bucatini. I did not have bucatini. I had gluten-free penne with roasted tomatoes, Savoy spinach, parsley and basil pea stew, and like 11 huge shrimps in it.
Nice.
And then they had a gluten-free calamari, which I haven't had calamari in forever. It was so good.
Mm.
I was really surprised by it. I saw it on the menu and I was like, well, we're getting that, obviously.
Yeah, I remember you saying you were going to order that.
Yeah. And then for dessert, in honor of Bluey, we had Barry Pavlova.
Pavlova. Daddy, can I have a Pavlova?
It was delicious. It had like yuzu cremo and creme anglaise, and it was very good.
That's perfect.
Very good.
Oh, that'll be great.
I swear, we've got to go.
I gotta go get some
and
Pavlova.
Do some Pavlova at Disney because.
Oh. You got to get some at Costco. Don't they have some at Costco or something?
I have not seen Pavlova anywhere other than there.
You just got to buy like the bag meringue and like put them in a circle with like some whipped cream or something. It's the same.
Yeah, I'll just call it Pavlova for them.
It's the same.
Yeah.
They won't know.
Well, that's true, but they won't know.
Oh. What else did we do that was new?
That's great. Oh,
we got to see Journey of Water, Teacher Moana.
And?
It was so beautiful.
Oh, nice.
It was so incredibly beautiful. It was like... I want to give you like a relation. It was like... It felt like a Joe Rohde experience.
Oh, that's good then.
Yeah, it was really lovely. It was very much like a, here, learn about what water does, but also like the fake rocks were incredible. I have this one of like the Heart of Tefiti and the rock work.
I've seen the picture of it.
Very Animal Kingdom like.
It was gorgeous. And then this, the like huge sculpture of Tefiti is like so incredibly impressive.
It's nice.
And like it's interactive. They, I don't know if you've seen any of the videos online, but like you can like play with the water and like make noises and whatever. And it was actually really beautiful. I was very surprised by it. It caught me very much off guard. Because I was not expecting it to be as impressive as it was.
Well, that's good.
Well, yeah.
Apropos that we're talking about Joe Rohde experience, so, similar experience, considering, I guess, they welcomed him back into Imagineering for, I guess, a stint. So he might be
He's teaching master classes.
Good. Good to have him back. Good to have him back. I mean, that's what, well, you know, that's what some of the bloodletting happened, you know, during the Pandy, you know, Chapek style.
Well, the island that he was working on, that'll be, you know, ships will be going there soon.
Yeah, the new private island, right?
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank on him.
Something Point.
Is it Lookout?
Lookout Point. Something Point. Hold on, it was literally in the story I read earlier.
Well, that's great. Oh yeah, you mentioned.
But yeah, we had a really lovely time, just like hanging with the fam, and you know, I don't get to do that very often because I live across the country from them. So, Lighthouse Point, Lookout K at Lighthouse Point.
Great.
Oh, so I got the lookout somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. No, well, and then of course, congratulations, Joe Rohde, for. You know, being part of the new class of the Disney Legends this year.
Yes.
I'm so excited for him. Like, he deserves it.
Oh, of yeah. Course.
Well, I'm excited too. And I really wish I would be attending the ceremony this year because so many of my Disney favorites are going to be inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame.
He just seems
like whatever.
Legend, same thing.
He'd be one of the coolest people to sit down and just like pick their brain, you know?
Not to toot my own horn, but toot, I have done that. And he's just incredible. He's incredible. He's a master of his craft, but not only that, he's like a scholar of art in all of its forms. Mm-hmm. And you can tell how passionate he is about it. And not just him, like his wife and his sons, both, all of them are like that. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's in the blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very impressive. I mean, he's one of the very few Imagineers that I wish I had gotten a chance to meet or talk to, but yeah, maybe down the road it'll happen. You know, in our very blogger like web 1.0 life early going, it would have been great to schedule something with Joe and to do those experiences, but we never did.
I'm surprised that you guys couldn't get him on Skull Rock.
Oh, we can. I think we're just waiting for the time. Now that kind of he's back in the mix, I'm sure Dave will get him on at some point. I know they worked on some stuff together. But anyway, yay!
Yeah,
Kat, you had such a great time on your trip. Thank you so much for sharing that stuff.
It was wonderful. The weather was just great, and like I said last week, Kingdom Strollers made our life so easy.
Yes, yeah.
It was great to have that opportunity to use them, and we're going to do it again. I don't doubt it now that there's going to be two.
There you go. And you got to get
And you'll definitely want to get No, the side by side stroller.
I'm sorry, side by side. Oh yeah, side by side.
Yeah. So, we'll see what happens next time when there's two of them, because they're certainly not getting any smaller. That's for sure.
That's awesome, though.
It was a lot to have a baby there. It was a different experience, 100%. He like dictates what we do, when we do it, and how we do it.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
And yeah.
Well, you know, Kristen and I knew that going in with our little kids, because we went when they were, you know, 2 and 3. And it is amazing. It's interesting knowing that you're going to do less, but how much less sometimes can kind of blow you away and go, man, I can't believe we spent all day at the park and we were hanging out while the kids were taking a nap and we were just walking around or just sitting down doing nothing but people watching. And that is actually not a bad thing, you know, but we're so used to just go. It's all about the number of attractions and how many times you ride it or doing all this. And it just forces you to take things at a different pace.
And it also did well as the kids get a little bit older, depending on the pace of the child and their attention span depends on how you have to do see. Because I remember when Connor was little and we would go at 5, at 6, at 7, he still would sit in the stroller. And he was the kid that was like, I'm just going to chill. And we could go to a restaurant and he'd fall asleep. Like, we could pretty much do whatever we wanted to. If he got tired, it was like, okay, so he chills in the stroller. And, you know,
our kids aren't at all like that. They don't sleep.
They're just like going, you know, a mile a minute from the time they wake up to the time they lay in their bed, if we can get them to stay in their bed.
Yeah. Well,
he has such bad FOMO. That, like, if anybody's doing anything and he's not involved, he needs to be like looking at what they're doing all the time. What are you doing? Why am I not doing that? What's going on over there? Yeah. What are you eating? Are you eating something that I want to be eating?
Yeah.
All the time.
Curious.
But like, we did, we took him on a safari and he had a great time. We almost got charged by rhinos. It was a really weird day.
Ooh.
But he had a great time. And then when we were at Hollywood Studios, we took him on Minnie and Mickey's and he had a great time. And we took him to see Muppets and he was like so enthralled with the Muppets.
Good.
Because we watch the Muppet Babies when I babysit him.
Oh,
when I'm home.
That's
yeah, it just was like such a different experience, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's good, though.
No, I wouldn't change it for the world. It was incredible.
That's good. You get to experience the parks through his eyes.
Yeah.
And see the wonderment that happens when a child, you know, is just experiencing it for the first time, which is magical, isn't it?
We had a weird thing happen. I don't know. I'm sure she just was like having an off day. But like, he's 9 months. He doesn't talk and he doesn't walk. He makes a lot of noise. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot to tell you about. Mm-hmm. But it's not coherent. It's not like real English. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't walk yet. He just started crawling, like actively crawling. So he doesn't really wear shoes because he's not on the ground ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we pull up to Kilimanjaro Safari and the girl in the stroller line was like, okay, bud, hop on out. And I was like, no, I'm going to pick him up. And she was like, oh, okay. And then she was like, bud, you need to put your shoes on. And I was like, he doesn't have shoes. And she was like, well, he needs them. And I was like, he doesn't walk. It was so weird. He's like, if you see him, he's obviously a baby. Like, he's a baby.
Well, how old is this cast member?
And she had been like her mid-20s, maybe.
Okay,
but so I was like, what's happening right now?
I don't know. I don't know if she was no better. Maybe she, I don't know. You're at
Walt. It was just very confusing.
You shouldn't encounter a lot of different children at different ages. So I don't know. Maybe she's just having, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe she's been out there for a long time and it's the end of her shift and her mind is somewhere else.
It was like 8:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Hasn't had her coffee yet, maybe. But I was like, what is that? And all of us were like, is this a joke? Like, what are you talking about? He needs shoes. Get out of what?
That's on, when bud. You go, come on, bud. Wait, am I on candid camera?
Come on, bud.
Like,
that's literally me every like, time I'm in the car.
It's a baby. Babies don't wear shoes.
He needs shoes. He doesn't have shoes.
Why would you spend like $25 on a pair of shoes that aren't even ever going to be like,
takes them off and throws them. It's just a projectile.
Uh-huh.
Anything that's not tied down.
Our kids still won't keep their socks on.
Like, well, that's because
I am an adult and I don't keep my socks on. So I feel that.
On that note, Kat, thank you for sharing. Welcome to the auntie uncle
the podcast. What?
I don't know what I'm saying. Hey, it's late and I can't even think straight. That's all I'm saying, guys.
Yeah.
And on that note.
Yes, on that note, please.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed today's show, especially Kat's foodie trip report.
I enjoyed it.
And the anti-baby viewpoint. I don't know. Any which way, if you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, as well as share this podcast with people you know, because sharing is caring. Give us 5-star reviews, because all those things do so much for our show. And if that's not enough and you want to support us even more, shop our links. As Kat mentioned, Kingdom Strollers, Garden Grocer, we have Amazon and Disney Store, all the places you need to be shopping. And what are you doing with your hand?
I'm dancing. My hand is like falling
asleep.
Hand
dancing? Okay. Yeah. Spotify or wherever you choose to listen to your podcast. You can also become a supporter there as well.
All right.
Yeah. Aljon, tell them what they need to know.
Dining at Disney can be found on all favorite social media websites. And of course, the archive at diningatdisney.com. You can find me, Aljon Go, on Instagram, Aljongo. And that was my name-o. And you can also check out the podcast that I co-host with Disney creative, former Disney creative director and filmmaker and all around good guy and award-winning author now again for his other book that just came out recently, which is awesome. The House of Tomorrow, which got an award, which is awesome. Dave Bossert, that is his name. And we host the Skullbrock podcast about Disney, pop culture, theme parks, and films. So please check that out at Skullbrock Podcast.
Is that his name-o too?
That is also his name-o. Kat is not her name-o. Actually, that is her name-o.
It is my name-o. Oh.
Someone just take it out back, please.
No. Well,
I'm done.
You can find me at Catastrophe, at CAT_ASTROPHE. On Instagram, where I'm still talking about someone else's child, probably. Because I'm obsessed with him. He's my best friend. You can also listen to my other podcast, Eat the Pictures, anywhere you get podcasts. It's pretty cool. I like it. If you haven't already, join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer of Fun Zone. Sorcerer Radio can be found at srsounds.com and on their beautiful app. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen and Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
Just wait till he starts talking.